Some people are born lucky. Parents in China, however, would rather not leave their kids' fate to chance. According to the paper, for recent months, many couples have postponed their plan to have a child, trying desperately not to give birth next year. Their reasoning is simple. That is, no one wants a baby born in 2015, the dreaded year of the sheep.许多人对于生肖论命一直深信不疑，以至于对流传已久的十羊九不全之说耿耿于怀。属羊的人注定婚姻失败，事业不顺，命运多舛。而澎湃新闻报道呢，距羊年还剩下不到三个月的时间，不少新婚和适龄夫妇都陷入了挣扎扎堆生马宝宝的怪圈，就算是剖腹产也要剖个马宝宝。 So does it make sense?
Well, that's the thing. Often it seems like the old tradition or folklore, that kind of culture, just still plays quite an important role in our daily lives, even in modern China. So here we're talking about 生肖, and it literally means birth likeness, and is also known in English as the Chinese zodiac. So this, the zodiac is similar to the concept of horoscopes in Western astrology and means circle of animals. And so I think for Chinese people, we tend to associate a particular animal to the year when you're born, and we think that maybe this person bears certain characteristics as the animal. And it seems like although sheep are super, a sheep is super cute, and yeah, I love them. But it seems like it's just not good enough for what Chinese people think traditionally, I guess. So next year is going to be the sheep of the year of sheep. And I don't think people really want to put it to chance that to have a child that year.
Well, I think it's always interesting. I mean, looking at like the Western zodiac as well as the Chinese zodiac. I mean, you know, we can see already that the Western zodiac somehow has actually become quite popular here in China, whereas the Chinese zodiac, unfortunately, I suppose, isn't as popular in the West, in the U.S. But I think that, you know, you have to keep in mind that these were created originally, you know, as ways to describe people and to ascribe a certain type of cause and effect when it comes to personality, or, you know, when it comes to, you know, predicting or kind of presaging, you know, what someone is going to be like, you know, if they will be unlucky or if they will be lucky, what type of fate they're going to have. And it also stems from, you know, an era in civilization where there was this type of magical thinking where, you know, if I do certain types of things, then this will happen. And so also that means that there must be some type of connection between the time that you were born, the relationship of the sun and the moon. And in this case in China, the lunar year in which you were born. And I guess maybe that somehow correlates with the position of the moon in relation to the earth. I have no idea. But that's magical thinking, that somehow these types of things will in fact affect or perhaps even in some cases predetermine how your life will go. And so in China, in East Asia in general, what we see is that it's based upon animals. And so as He Yang said, you know, you are predetermined to have a life similar to the life of the animal that of the year that you were born in. And so I'm the year of the rat, or Lao Shu, I guess sometimes translated as the mouse. I'm supposed to be clever, good with money, I think, and a couple other things, but I can't remember. And then I'm also a Cancer in the Western Zodiac. And I think that it's always interesting because, number one, I mean, if someone just tells you randomly that you are a certain zodiac and you have no idea, and then you look at what it is that makes up this zodiac, more than likely you're going to find things that's actually similar to you, especially the positive traits, because we always want to think that we're better than what we really are. And so I think that's important to keep in mind. It's a way to have fun, perhaps. I think that in some ways I am fairly similar to a Cancer. I am fairly similar to a rat. I use that as excuses for my behavior sometimes, but the idea that somehow the time of my birth, the year of my birth, predetermines my future, I think it takes a lot of individual responsibility away from you as a person in determining who you want to be and the kind of life you want to lead.
That I do agree, and that's why I think it's a little bit difficult for me to understand why some parents would actually plan so carefully according to the Chinese zodiac. And actually, we've seen news of some parents scheduling C-sections just to get their baby out before the lunar year of the sheep. So I think...Sometimes I'm just amazed by how these slightly old-fashioned ideas still seem to have major impact on today's people's lives.
Well, I think it's interesting, too, because I have to wonder if in some ways it isn't also kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like someone is born in the year of the dragon, for example, and because they're born in the year of the dragon, which is supposed to be the most auspicious time to be born, that people somehow treat you like you will be more successful. They're nicer to you. Perhaps they give you more leeway than they would otherwise. They're not going to be as harsh.Thus building up their self-esteem and, you know, so on and so on. Whereas, you know, with the year of the sheep, perhaps, you know, people treat them, you know, less or not as well because they know that they're from the sheep, which isn't supposed to be as good. And so, of course, their self-esteem isn't as high.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, this kind of subconscious reaction might play into, you know, the your real destiny. But I still don't think that this...sort of general trend or traits that you just put to a certain people born in certain years makes lots of sense. For example, there are lots of people here on WeChat saying that they know people who are sheep, you know, and they're perfectly fine.
My wife is a sheep.
Luck. And is she lucky?
Yeah, she's very lucky, obviously.
To have you, right?
Yeah, but also, that's the thing. I mean, so, you know, we can look at all the negative traits of a sheep, but also, I mean, you look at the positive traits. They're supposed to be loyal, generous, and kind.
Mm.
That's great. I mean, that's exactly the type of person that I want in a wife.
Exactly, yeah.
Certainly, and you see Bill Gates, who's born in 1955, he's a sheep, and Empress Cixi, who was born in 1835, she's a sheep too.
Actually, now that you talked about Cixi, there was, you know, one theory that says because Cixi was so unpopular during her reign, because she was sort of like a tyrannous person, you know, tyrannical personality, right. People that then hated her, so they invented this.You know, myth that people born in the year of the sheep are unauspicious, bringing trouble into us or into the country or something like that. That was one theory. I don't know whether it's true. But quite a few of our listeners sent in messages. For example, Yuer says, my sister is a sheep. Her work is good. She has a very sweet husband and very sweet sister as well, which is
obviously.
Her, obviously. And also a very, very cute daughter. So, you know, a lot of people who are not sheep are not as fortunate as her. And also, Cha Ge sends us another message saying, I was born in the year of the sheep and I'm fighting for what I want happily. Those couples or parents or grandparents ought to take the baby's lives as first concern. The education of the babies and also parents' companion matter much more than, you know, when they were born.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. And I think it's good to see that...not all of us are so swept away by such old-fashioned concepts.
Well, also, I mean, you just have to remember, you know, what it is. I mean, both Western and Chinese or East Asian, if you will, zodiacs, I mean, they're just folk psychology, right? Mm-hmm. Ways, and, you know, folk belief, pretty much. I mean, how do you explain the world? How do you explain people? And so before there was anything close to science and before there was anything close to the understanding of the human body and the brain and society and culture that we have now, this is just one way of explaining that. And I think at the same time, you know, that doesn't mean that we should completely throw it out the window. I mean, I don't know how much of it is true. I don't know...if any of it is necessarily true, but I mean, I think that there has to be a grain of wisdom there somewhere, wherever that might be. And so just to say that, you know, oh, this is just superstition, I don't quite buy.
But then it also depends on how much you're willing to believe in it. Yes, you can believe in it, and you can even choose not to have a baby during the year of the sheep. But to have C-section instead of what might be a natural birth is probably a bit overboard, I think.
And also, I think maybe these parents are just planning, worrying too much that it could actually be bad for this child's future, because when you have so many people rushing to have, babies at an auspicious year, then it would also mean for this child growing up, going to school, getting jobs, or maybe even getting a boyfriend or a girlfriend, those things could also mean you are facing a lot more competition.
Right. No, it's actually funny. I remember talking to a Chinese person a couple of years ago about their kid. And I remember they told me something about when their daughter was born. And I was like, but why did you want to have your daughter then? I mean, isn't that like not a very auspicious time? And they're like, yeah, that's why we did it. Mm. Because then we know that it's going to be easier to get her into kindergarten. It's going to be easier to get her into primary school. It's going to be easier to get her into middle school and so on and so on.
Yeah, that's probably the wiser choice. And Xinyu joins our discussion saying, well, I'm a sheep as well. Nobody has ever told me it's unlucky before until recently with these rampant phenomenon about giving birth to a horse baby. Actually, one of my friends has decided not to have baby now because she wants to have a monkey baby. Somehow monkey babies
monkey
are supposed
baby.
To be fortunate.
Yeah, and smart and, you know.
I think we need to be careful on how we're referring. I'm not sure anyone wants to have a horse for a baby or a monkey for a baby.
No,
that's kind of weird. It's like a science fiction fantasy type of thing.
No, that's not what she's talking about. But yes, I think you can always find some good traits in any animal. So I think it's just impossible to just judge a person's future or, you know, deciding when to have a baby just according to this.
And according to Yue, apparently not only sheep are considered unlucky dogs. I mean, people born in dog year are considered unlucky as well. And she says, my cousin born in that year had a really easy time in his Gaokao because, you know, not enough people were competing with him.